If I was to ask you to tell me something that, about the Word of God, what comes to mind? What would you think of? Because we get a lot of answers out there what people think about the Word of God is. And so tonight we're going to let God tell us what His Word is in His verses, in His Scriptures here. We're going to learn how we got this Word of God. We're going to learn a little about its importance. We're going to learn some about its author. We're going to learn a little bit about its attributes, its longevity, how long it's going to last, why we should know it, why we shouldn't change it, and our responsibility to its truth. And again, these are all come from the Word of God. We're going to let God tell us about His own Word. So if you'll get your Bibles out, we'll go ahead and get started. And turn to 2 Timothy with me. Again, if you want to know about the Word of God, you should go where? The Word of God, and let God tell you everything you need to know about those things. This is not exhausted by no means. But 2 Timothy chapter 3, we'll begin in verse 16 and 17. We're told here, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, and for reproof, and for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. So God tells us here that all Scripture is given by the inspiration of God. It's not from man. It's from the inspiration of God. Hebrews chapter 1. Beginning at verse 1. God, who at various times and in various ways spoke in time past to the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken to us by His Son, whom He has appointed heir of all things, through whom also He made the worlds. So we're told that today God speaks to us by His Son, not through other means. 2 Peter, in chapter 1. Second Peter chapter 1 begins at verse 20. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation. For prophecy never came by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. So we're told here the holy men of God spoke not as they wanted to, but as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. It's not their own words. It's from the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. First Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 13. These things we also speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. Paul speaking here spoke that the things that he was saying are the things the Holy Spirit were teaching, not his own words. The Holy Spirit taught these things. John chapter 14. Verse 26, John 14 and verse 26. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, He will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. Here we're told the Holy Spirit was to teach the apostles not some things, but all things. Nothing's going to be left out. John chapter 16 and verse 13. However, when He, the Spirit of truth, has come, He will guide you into all truth. For He will not speak on His own authority, but whatever He hears, He will speak, and He will tell you things to come. Again, the Holy Spirit was to guide the apostles not into some truth, but all truth. We know all things. Again, this is God's Word telling us about God's Word. These men were going to pen these things. Ephesians chapter 3. Ephesians 3 and verse 5. Which in other ages was not known to the sons of men, as it has now been revealed by the Spirit to His holy apostles and prophets. So again, in this way, this Word getting developed and getting delivered to us, the mystery was made known by the Holy Spirit at this time to His holy apostles and the prophets. Acts chapter 17. Verse 26, Acts 17, verse 26. And he has made from one blood every nation of men to dwell on all the face of the earth, and has determined their preappointed times and the boundaries of their dwellings. All people are made from one blood. We're all one. Came from the same place. We're all answer to that. Isaiah chapter 40. Isaiah 40 and verse 22. Learn a little bit about the book's author. It is he who sits above the circle of the earth, and its inhabitants are like grasshoppers, who stretches out the heaven like a curtain and spreads them out like a tent to dwell in. God sits above the circle of the earth. He's in control of all things. He's in control. You think about this earth and space. Isaiah chapter 40. And verse 8. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of God stands forever. Again, the word of God stands forever. Job chapter 26. Again, we're all one blood, we're all on the same earth. God sits on the circle above the earth. 26 and verse 7. He stretches out the north over empty space, and he hangs the earth on nothing. Again, he hangs the earth on nothing. Matthew chapter 24. Again, we're all one blood. We're on this earth. We're in space. God's in control of all things. It's hung on nothing. Verse 35. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away. So this earth we're on that hangs on nothing will pass away. What happens to us? But we're told that His word will not pass away. Matthew chapter 4. And verse 4. But he answered and said, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Again, we're to live by the word of God. John chapter 12. Turn to verse 48. John 12, 48. He who rejects me and does not receive my words has that which judges him. The words that I have spoken will judge him in the last day. What will judge us in the last day? This word that we have, this word of God. That's how important it is. Deuteronomy chapter 4. And verse 2. Deuteronomy 4, verse 2. You shall not add to the word which I command you, nor take from it, that you may keep the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you. Again, in order to keep God's word, we must not add and we must not take away. Otherwise, we're not keeping God's word. Revelation chapter 22. Verse 18 beginning. For I testify to everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this book. If anyone adds to these things, God will add to him the plagues that are written in this book. And if anyone takes away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part from the book of life, from the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book. So again, what will happen if we add? We take away from God's word. He's going to add plagues to us and take away our part from this book of life. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Turn to verse 2. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 2. But we have renounced the hidden things of shame, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. The Word of God must not be handled deceitfully. It must be done truthfully. Galatians chapter 1. Begin at verse 6. I marvel that you are turning away so soon from Him who called you in the grace of Christ to a different gospel, which is not another, but there are some who trouble you and want to pervert the gospel of Christ. But even if we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel to you than we have preached to you, let him be accursed. As we have said before, so now I say again, if anyone preaches any other gospel to you than what you have received, let him be accursed. Again, what's going to happen to those who teach another gospel? Be accursed. Colossians chapter 3. Turn to verse 17. And whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to the God the Father through Him. Whatever we do, must do all in the name of the Lord. 2 John, verse 9. Verse 9 says, whoever transgresses and does not abide in the doctrine of Christ does not have God. He who abides in both the doctrine of Christ has both the Father and the Son. So one who abides in the doctrine of Christ has both the Father and the Son. Acts chapter 17. Down to verse 11. Acts 17 and verse 11. These were more fair-minded than those in Thessalonica, and that they received the word with all readiness and searched the Scriptures daily to find out whether these things were so. So a question, why should we search the Scriptures? To make sure that what we're hearing is so. 1 Peter chapter 2. Verse 2, 1 Peter 2, 2. As newborn babes, desire the pure milk of the Word, that you may grow thereby. Why should we study the Bible? So we can grow. James chapter 1. Begin at verse 22. Verse 21. James 1, verse 21 beginning. Therefore lay aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls. But be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. So what's the word of God going to do for us? It's going to save your soul. Romans 10, verse 17. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. How do we get faith? Only way you can. You've got to hear the Word of God. God's got to speak. If He doesn't speak, there's no faith. Psalms 119. Verse 11. Psalms 119 and verse 11. Your Word I have hidden in my heart, that I might not sin against you. Let's read that again. Your word I have hidden in my heart. Why? That I might not sin against you. How do you keep from sinning? We've got to put God's word in our heart. Same chapter, turn over to verse 105. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. The Word of God is a light to our path. Proverbs chapter 30. Begin at verse 5. Proverbs 30 and verse 5. Every word of God is pure. He is a shield to those who put their trust in Him. Do not add to His words, lest He rebuke you and be found a liar. So we know people who add words to God's word. This verse says what they are. They are liars. And we must not fall in that same place. 2 Peter chapter 1. Verse 3. 2 Peter 1, verse 3. As His divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of Him who called us by glory and virtue. God's given us all things, and all things that pertain to life and godliness. Then finally, turn back to Acts chapter 20, our scripture reading. So we've seen where this word came from, how it got to us, the importance of it, what it means to us, what's our responsibility to it. Begin at verse 26. Therefore I testify to you this day that I'm innocent of the blood of all men, for I have not shunned to declare to you the whole counsel of God. So we must declare the whole counsel of God. And we should be able to make that statement when we stand before God. Or we better be able to make that statement anyway. Some words of encouragement to you for about God's word here and how to respect it and how we should hold it. Is there anyone here who needs to obey the gospel through repentance and confession, being baptized? You have the opportunity to do that. If you've done that and gone back in the world, you make changes today.